My name's Elizabeth, and in November 2020, I received a diagnosis, the rarest form of breast cancer, being the 1% for the breast cancer diagnoses. It's inflammatory breast cancer, fairly hard hitting. I couldn't have been healthier and fitter, and it came just completely out of the blue. I was sea swimming every morning before work. I was running every second day, like peak of health. Treatment started really quickly for me with St. Vincent's Hospital. So I pretty much had a year out of my life of treatments, almost 5 months of chemotherapy, radiotherapy, a few surgeries. And I suppose no one ever thinks it's going to come on your doorstep, you know, but you kind of think, well, sure, I've always been fit and healthy and you think you might dodge it. But, you know, it's taught me so many things, you know, and one also is just that I do believe that we're here by grace each day, you know, just none of us know anything of what, you know, might be around the corner. I'm a fiercely independent person. To ask for help is just, it's like kind of a bit like foreign thought to me. So I was kind of 5 months into my diagnosis, into all the treatments, and then I had like a full breakdown. Just mentally, it was like off the charts. And it's only from that that I said help, and only that I got so bad. I never would have linked in with Purple House. I couldn't even say the word cancer. I remember having a couple of people say to me, oh, do you know this cancer support place? And I couldn't think of anything worse than what I had in my mind as to how I thought a cancer support place was, sitting around a table, having a cup of tea, and you're all talking about your cancer. So 1st of June 2021, I linked in with Purple House, and like I couldn't drive or anything like that. So they had someone from their team collect me, and I came here, and I couldn't speak more highly of Purple House. Like from when I stepped in, like the building and the welcome and just the pace of it, and that it's not, they're not asking you lots of questions, it's not invasive. And being sat here now today speaking to you, it's really only the last couple of months that I'm able. Purple House, it's been so helpful to me just in so many ways that I never would have expected. And it's of a cancer support place, it's changed my whole view on that, because it's so much more than just sitting speaking. And talking can be feel too much, but like that, being able to do a knitting class where you're doing something, you know, it's a great help. And then also physically have to try and build myself up again, but they have a physiotherapist here at the gym, and I've come a few times with that, and that's been really helpful too. So, and Veronica herself, who's just brilliant, like, you know, we're coming masked up and you're just seeing the eyes, and anytime I've come, she always knows exactly what I'm doing, and just a real personal, you know, you're not just a number. You know, with me telling my short story here to any of us who might be thinking, as I was thinking at that time, that, oh goodness, I couldn't link in with the cancer support place. But actually, it's such a wonderful help, certainly with Purple House, just with the varied options of things that you can avail of. You know, as I say, you can find something whereby might suit you, you know, a hands-on like the art or knitting, or physically if you need a bit of help, just that encouragement with the gym or the physiotherapist. And I most certainly would give the gentle nudge just to step in. As I say, just in my experience, it's in no way invasive, or it's just such a gentle, and what I found as well, as for the person, it's at your pace. You're kind of leading it in a funny way, which for me took, I felt like a scared cat. It kind of took that out of me a little bit.